We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Thursday, December 4th, 2025. Champaign-Urbana residents should be cautious of imported kitchenware that could contain lead, according to an updated list released by the Food and Drug Administration. Initially issued in August, two new reports have marked 11 more cookware products as potentially containing lead. There's no safe level of lead exposure. Any amount can lead to neurological problems, especially for children, according to the Mayo Clinic. The FDA plans to add more products to the list as needed, warning that the current list is not necessarily comprehensive. More information, including the complete list of products, is available at fda.gov. Moving on to some local events, celebrate the festive season this Saturday with the Make the Yule Toad Gay Holiday Art Market from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This alternative holiday art market will include some totally awesome artists, with fine art paintings, drawings, textile art, pottery, jewelry, photography, and more. Hospice Hearts Animal Rescue will also be present with toys and goods for your furry friends. All purchases that you make from Hospice Hearts Animal Rescue will go toward their rescues in foster care. Poet James Escher will also be attending and performing Poems on Tap, showcasing his creative talent by writing poems on demand and personalized for visitors. For the kiddos out there, the market will be offering free photos with their new Toad Santa. The market will take place at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center at 202 South Broadway Avenue. Come support your local artists and celebrate the holiday season. Looking towards other holiday shops this weekend, The Crow at 110 is hosting a holiday open house from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. The shop is located at 110 East University Avenue in Champaign. Vendors will be selling artisan goods, ornaments, and other handmade items crafted by Discover Self community artists. All proceeds will directly benefit the makers of sold products. Patrons also have the option to order goods online and schedule time for in-person pickup. For more information, visit dsc-illinois.org. As for how to end your days with even more holiday cheer, Allerton Park and Retreat Center is once again holding Holiday Glow starting tomorrow and running through the end of the month. Glow features a mile-long walk through an illuminated wonderland of festive lights alongside a rotating set of events that change each week. As part of holiday opening weekend, Glow will be jam-packed with some extra special events, such as choir performances and ornament making to welcome the holiday season. Tickets tomorrow and Saturday will cost $10 per person as part of the opening weekend celebrations, but will go down to $10 per vehicle starting Sunday. To pay online and see the schedule of events, please visit allerton.illinois.edu. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones, Faith Routley, Grace Avila, and Gavin Westlake. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.